Thank you, George. Can we go to the first slide immediately? I will go through this quite quickly because we are slightly behind time, and we want to give some space, of course, to member states to react to all of this, and we also have still a presentation on the evaluation one of our projects. So let me jump right into it. The main policy analysis work that we're doing at the moment is on the National Innovation for Sustainable Development Review of Ukraine. The progress with this project is described in document ECE/CECI/2024/INF.1. And on this slide, you see a few details about the progress that we have made. Let me highlight a few points here. The first is that a month ago, we co-organized a seminar in Kyiv together with the National Academy of Sciences, and our good colleague Igor Yegorov of the National Academy is with us here today, on the important topic of evidence-based policymaking in the sphere of science, technology, and innovation. And we took this opportunity to also meet with key government stakeholders in Kyiv, with the Ministry of Education and Science, which is our key national focal point for this project, but also with the Ministry of Digital Transformation, Deputy Minister Dubensky, and with the Intellectual Property and Innovation Office under the Ministry of Economy. So these are three of the four key players on innovation policy in Ukraine, the fourth being the Ministry of Reconstruction, which is at the moment being restructured itself. Our consultations confirmed that all three ministries remain committed to preserving, protecting, and applying Ukraine's innovation capacity, both to the current very difficult situation and to the recovery and reconstruction. As Undersecretary General Molsian already mentioned this morning, UNECE did participate in the recent Ukraine Recovery Conference in Berlin on the 11th and 12th of June, and we renewed our commitment to support Ukraine across all mandates that UNECE is covering. One of the main themes of the Recovery Conference was mobilizing the private sector for reconstruction and growth, and one of the key aims of the National Innovation Review is actually to help create conditions not only to mobilize private investment, but to mobilize the right kind of private investment in the right sectors, investment that will contribute to knowledge and technology transfer, and that strengthens the capacity of Ukraine to develop new solutions for building a prosperous and sustainable future once conditions allow. Next slide, please. In this vein, we plan to focus on four topics, and you see those four topics on the screen for the work that we plan to complete by the end of this year. And I would like to highlight in particular diaspora engagement as a critical issue both for preserving national science, technology, and innovation capacity and for attracting private investment. And we plan to raise additional funding to follow up work over this for this over the next several years. Next slide, please. Let me now turn to capacity building work, which has in the past 12 months focused mostly on member states in Central Asia, member states that participate in the UN Special Program for the Economies of Central Asia, and where we have, as you know, an intergovernmental working group on innovation technology for sustainable development, which guides our work in this region. And in fact, this working group is meeting this very week in Kyrgyzstan in Bishkek. So thank you very much to the government of Kyrgyzstan for hosting us there. And they will have a sub-regional workshop on innovation and technology for sustainable development with a focus on digital public services for small and medium-sized enterprises, which is organized together with our sister committee, commission, UNSCUP, which is also here today. A few highlights of the work the past 12 months. We completed two national capacity building programs, both in follow-up to national reviews. Follow-up to the national review of Uzbekistan. The topic was circular economy, and this is, as we already heard, a topic that we'll also go in depth into at our policy dialogue on Wednesday. The other was a program with Azerbaijan on building a venture capital ecosystem. We also organized two study tours to Georgia for innovation policymakers from the Central Asian region. Next slide, please. One of them was in July, the other one was in December, and the latter focused again on the circular economy transition. And this was organized together also with our Circular Step project, which is a multi-stakeholder platform working on the circular economy transition. And more on this again on Wednesday when we have our policy dialogue. This latter study tour came as a follow-up to a workshop on innovation for the circular economy, which we held at the annual session of the SPECA working group last year. That was hosted by the government of Uzbekistan in Tashkent. You can find more information in the annual reports of the working group of SPECA on this. Let me conclude by saying here that we're seeing how Georgia, in particular, was the pilot country for our first sub-regional innovation policy outlook. And we've been working with them on innovation policy reform since 2019, really intensively. And now Georgia is volunteering through study tours to transfer some of the knowledge they have gained to other countries. And I think this is really a great example of international cooperation on innovation policy at work. Back to you, George.